Hi, I'm Rekha and I'm the Chief Trainer of Kalpataru Consulting. In this video, we are going to discuss on human motivation theory. So this is McGlillan's theory of needs. It can also be called as McGlillan's needs theory or McGlillan human motivation theory. So what is that? So McGlillan is a theorist who says there are three types of needs. Needs for affiliation, needs for achievement, and needs for power. So there are few people driven by needs for affiliation, few people driven by needs for achievement, and few people are driven by the needs for power. Let us go into the details. So the affiliation, needs for affiliation. Have you heard of this word affiliation? Where you have heard and what is the meaning? Yeah, so we would have heard this word that this college is affiliated to this university. So which means this college is belonging or having a connection with this university, right? So needs for affiliation are those people who would love to have a connection, have a bonding. They would like to have a connection or a bonding or a friendlier relationship with their manager, with their support functions and their team. So they would like to be in a more supportive function, a friendlier environment, and they would love to be in a very comfortable zone. So when you're going to handle such people, give them a routine work, a work which they are comfortable. Maybe something like a data entry work, a monotonous work. They don't feel like monotonous. They are comfortable doing the same work again and again. So they come to office, they have a friendlier environment, no challenging environment. They just do keep continuing their work. And on the other hand, the needs for achievement. So these are people who would love to have a feeling of achievement. So how do you ensure that their feeling of achievement is satisfied? Give them challenging jobs. Give them a job which gives them the adrenaline rush of getting done something. There is a challenge and give them rewards and recognition. So these people would love to have rewards and recognition. So appreciate them in front of others. Now going back to this needs for affiliation. These people don't want to be in the limelight. So they want to be in a comfortable zone, like in a cocoon. So if you want to appreciate them within the team or in private. They don't want to be exposed to a bigger crowd. Okay. And the third need is needs for power. There are few people who are driven by the needs for power. So these people want to feel empowered. It is not that they are going to show their authority. They want to have the feeling of empowered that they have done something. They are owning something. So when you're going to handle such type of people, give them the part of the project, give them the part of the work to themselves where they will own it and do everything by themselves, right? So that gives them the feeling of entitlement or empowerment. So this is how you need to handle this different types of people who have different types of needs. How do you identify? When you're going to understand or observe them, you know whether they identify. When you're going to understand or observe them, you know whether they are in the needs for affiliation or needs for achievement or needs for power. So now, not necessarily a person is always going to fall in the same category. Just let me take an example. Let's take a fresher who's coming out of college. So this person, once maybe 21, 22, 23 year old or within 25 years. So this person, not everyone, there are certain people who just coming out of the college, they want to chill out, be in a very comfortable zone. So these people would be for a few years, they would be in the needs for affiliation. They come, they just chill out, they do their given work and that's all, right? And over a period of time, for example, like after 3 years or 5 years or 7 years, they move into the needs for achievement. So that is where they crave for more challenging work, appreciations, recognition. So that that is how you need to handle them. And then maybe 10 years or 12 years or 15 years, this is just an example, okay, down the line, they move into the needs for power, where they want to be empowered, own something, and then do things by themselves. So this is need for power. And not necessarily a person has to move from needs for affiliation to needs for achievement and then needs for power. There may be people who start at a certain level of their job, let's say a data entry person. Till retirement, they are comfortable doing the same work. They don't have any complaints. And there is nothing wrong about this, right? It is about their own requirement. Now, you as a project lead or a manager, identify what is their need and accordingly handle them. See, if you're going to see, like, let's take you have a team member who is in needs for affiliation. Now, you think this person has been in the job, same job for a long time, and let me change his role or give him some exciting work. You give him a responsibility to do client presentation, or you think like you want to recognize his effort. So you're calling him in a town hall where there are hundreds of people and you want to appreciate him. See, all these things will intimidate them. So just understand what is their need and accordingly handle them. You can appreciate within the team and you don't worry to give them challenging jobs. Understand what is their need and accordingly you can leave them what they are doing on a regular basis. On the other hand, when you are dealing with people who have needs for achievement, if you're going to give any monotonous work, let's say a data entry work on a regular basis, the person does a data entry work. After a certain time, they will get bored and there is a possibility they would like love to quit the job or the organization as well. Because they get bored, they don't feel that feeling of achievement. Got it? So I hope you understood. There are three types of people who have different, or there are people who have different types of need. Need for affiliation, needs for achievement, and needs for power. So you need to recognize that and accordingly manage your team. This is one of the human behavior theories. There are a lot many theories would make your, it is so interesting to understand about human beings. When you understand that, dealing with people, managing people is much, much, much easier. So I hope you understood this theory, Maglellan's theory of needs. If you would have understood and it is interesting, like our video and subscribe to our channel for more learnings. Thank you.